Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, May 14th, 2026. We're really fortunate in this area to have a number of organizations that help neighbors help neighbors. The one you're going to hear about today is in Waldo County. They're having a party this weekend to raise funds, and you are invited.
Hi, my name is Maddie Bamman, and I do communications for Waldo County Bounty, a local food access nonprofit that works to make locally grown food more accessible to more people. And I'm here today to really talk about our benefit concert, which is coming up this Saturday, May 16th at Hay Sailor. This will be our second year having the benefit concert, and it's just a really fun time to get out and dance. Last year it sold out, so it was a packed house. People were really hitting the dance floor until late into the night. And this year it's going to be with the Sugar Snaps again. They're an amazing local band, appropriately named for our work, since we are trying to get more locally grown food to more people. And the Sugar Snaps are an eight-piece band. They have a classic horn section. And man, can they bring the tunes. They really have this high energy R&B groove vibe. It's really a lot of fun. And we're going to be hosted at Hay Sailor and the Starboard Lounge in Searsport. We really appreciate Hay Sailor for letting us use the space for free again this year. And on top of that, they're going to be donating 10% of all food and drink sales for the night. And if you haven't been there, the food's awesome. It's globally inspired, so they have like Korean fried chicken wings, which I love, really good pozole, and then they have other hits like tacos, burritos, and pizza. And that all is going down starting around 6:30, and you can get tickets through waldocountybounty.org. And they start at $25, and this is a great fundraiser opportunity, so you can purchase tickets at higher prices if you want to help deliver more food to local people who are in need of it. The Waldo County Bounty was founded during the pandemic in response to the heightened rates of food insecurity we're experiencing, and we also saw a lot of food going to waste on local farms. And so we're like, let's redirect all this food to the people who need it. And since then, we've delivered over 340,000 pounds of locally grown food. And we have a bunch of different programs. The Farm to Pantry program raises money to buy food from local farms and give it to food pantries. We also do the Give and Take program, which you've probably seen if you've driven around the countryside. We have these really nice give and take stands with these signs on the road. And anyone who grows food can donate it to those stands. And then anyone who needs food can take it at no cost. You absolutely do not need to give anything to take some food. And our other programming right now, we're distributing seedlings to local food pantries so people can grow more food. And we also glean on local farms through the Veggies for All program. So I hope you will come out this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we still have quite a few tickets left right now, maybe 50 or so. Last year, I do have to say our concert did sell out. So it's a good time to get one if you want. And the tickets start at $25, and all funds raised go to buying more food from local farms for local food pantries.
That was Maddie Bamman from Waldo County Bounty, and I'll post those links that were mentioned today in the archives along with today's program. And some logistics about J.D. Vance's visit to Bangor today. He's scheduled to be in Bangor to speak at 12:30 at Bangor Aviation, 188 Main Avenue. The doors are scheduled to open at 9:30, and the program is scheduled to begin at 11:30. No details on what that hour between the program beginning and Vance speaking is going to entail. You do need to register if you want to go into the event. I'll post a link on the archives. There will also be a rally outside the event, according to organizers from Indivisible. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.